Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we're talking with Reverend Michael Kumm, the chairman of the Board of Directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and also Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Kumm, you serve on a team that works with the Wittenberg Project. Can you tell us, what is the Wittenberg Project?
Well, the team is the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg, which is a German corporation made up of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Independent Lutheran Church in Germany, and Concordia Publishing House, working together on a project in Wittenberg, which is the restoration of the old Latin school where Martin Luther used to teach. Literally 25 steps outside the front door of St. Mary's Church, the city church there in Wittenberg where Luther used to preach and teach, and renovating this building into a confessionally Lutheran education center at the very heart of the Reformation.
And so how will the restoration of this site serve the church and for posterity?
The primary purpose of the building is going to be education, confessionally Lutheran education, and a confessionally Lutheran presence right there in the heart of Wittenberg where the Reformation started, where colleges and universities, seminary students from all over the United States, all over the world, can come and stay and attend lectures and study and tour and learn about Lutheranism and the Reformation and the very life that Luther led that brought him to the Reformation and come to some of the Reformation revelations that he discovered in Holy Scriptures, that perhaps some of these students can have the same type of an experience there in their education and learning by walking the very same paths that Luther walked at the time.
And how far are we in the project? Where are we right now?
I'm going to let President Harrison talk a little bit here. President Matt Harrison is with us, is also on part of this board of directors. And we were just over in Germany about a month ago. And it would be nice to say that the polite way to say it is, Matt, would be that we are in the midst of demolition, but it actually looked more like destruction.
Yeah, it's progressing very well. We've set a pretty fast date for the celebration of the grand opening, and that will be a year from this May, first week in May. And things are coming together nicely. It looks like we're going to have a large theological convocation. We were planning a convocation with the Commission on Theology for the Missouri Synod anyway, so we'll have guests in from all over the world. And so the building should be done, or just about done by that time. The progress has been slowed just a little bit, but not too much, by the fact that we've found a bunch of skeletons while digging. And so we've all been interestingly following this. You know, they found 22 skeletons in the hole we dug for the elevator shaft. And the last level of skeletons was a whole family of skeletons. Mm-hmm. It's quite a moving picture. It looked to me like a father and then a wife with her head bent on to the husband's shoulder, and then three children all carefully laid and buried there. Well, they tell us these are from the 12th or 13th century. So they were there long before the building, hundreds of years before the building was built. This is the graveyard around St. Mary's Luther's Church. But actually, turns out the one I thought was the wife with her head bent on the shoulder, her head was bent, well, it turned out to be a he, and the archaeologist showed us that that skeleton had a knife, large knife, still there, sticking in the neck. Mm-hmm. So it's been quite an interesting endeavor.
It has. I mean, this family, it turned out the archaeologists were able to do the DNA sampling and things to determine that it was an adult male, two younger males, and a younger girl, I think, is what it turned out to be, but unaware for sure if they were all family members or not. So it's very interesting. We had the archaeologists come to our meeting in Wittenberg and speak to us and show us the pictures and talk to us about those types of things. It was very interesting. They promised us to stop digging because we felt that if they continued to dig, we would have more skeletons would turn up, and we've got enough skeletons the way it is.
And according to German law, when archaeologists, they have to do archaeology for every old building, you pay for the digging.
Yeah. Oh,
so we paid $40,000 or $50,000, I think, for the digging. But it's gone really well. And actually, the finding of the skeletons is a blessing because it focused a lot of energy and attention. This is actually the original Lutheran school building.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's I mean, Michael, tell them how close it is to Luther's church.
Well, you walk outside the front door of the of St. Mary's, where the beautiful Cranach altar is in place, and we know so much about that church building itself. You walk out the front door, turn right, and literally walk 25 steps, and you are inside the front door of the old Latin school that that we are renovating. It is that close to Luther's church. It is that close to the downtown area of the old Lutherstadt, the alt town, the old town of Wittenberg. You find a lot of traffic there. The Bugenhagen Garden is right outside the front of the building, where there's a statue and bust of Bugenhagen there. So we've got just a wonderful surroundings to the building that will draw anyone interested in anything Luther basically to our front door to enjoy a building that will have a chapel, a very nice, beautiful worship space in it that can be easily converted to a lecture hall if we need to. It'll have a bookstore that CPH is providing our initial inventory for, and it'll house a number of wonderful pieces for people to choose. About 18 dormitory-style rooms, three apartments, one for staff and two for visiting faculty members, those types of things. Again, a nice foyer that we can gather together for fellowship-type events or special events. It'll just be a great building for anyone, literally, who wants to come and immerse themselves into the Luther legacy and the Reformation legacy in Wittenberg, to come and stay, to study, to worship, to help out. Also, provide a place for the Independent Lutheran Church of Germany's congregations, a place to worship, and a confessional Lutheran space there in Wittenberg.
Yeah, we just heard that Armin Wenz, who was longtime pastor at Oberursel next to the seminary of the Zelk, our partner church, has now moved to Leipzig.
Oh.
And Leipzig has the connection with Wittenberg. So you've got a great pastor associated now with Wittenberg. We want to do a congregational plant there. You know, a lot of people have thought, because they heard in a past iteration that this was going to be some kind of museum, that this is merely some kind of look back to the past. That is not it at all. It is a place for us to rally confessionally faithful Lutherans worldwide. You should have seen, I was in Madagascar a couple weeks ago and told the bishops down there about, they in fact heard about our Wittenberg project and asked about it. Their eyes were big as saucers. The Lutherans of the world, every Lutheran leader of the world loves Wittenberg and would love to go there. It is, we're probably going to house an office for the International Lutheran Council there too. So this is a very significant piece for the worldwide footprint of the Missouri Synod.
We had an opportunity to go to Lithuania back in August and make a presentation about the Wittenberg project to the representatives of the seminaries from around the world for the International Lutheran Council that President Harrison mentioned just a moment ago. Our own Dr. Al Culver, Director of Church Relations for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is the secretary of the International Lutheran Council, and all of those seminary representatives heard this presentation on Wittenberg and were immediately wanting to know, when can we get in? When can we start? When can we start bringing students over, faculty over, those types of things, because it's just going to be a great place for aspiring pastors, deaconesses, school teachers, church workers of all kinds, and even just mom and pop who like to sit in the pew and learn a little bit more about Luther, to come and study and learn about the Reformation and the work that Luther did in Wittenberg.
How has this been received by the local community there in Wittenberg?
We have Pastor David Mosman, who's our man on the ground there and who's been working there for the last 6 or 7 years. And he has made a lot of personal contacts and has a lot of friends there. And they are excited about the fact that we're finally doing something with this building, number one. The Lord Mayor met with us, and he and his representative were just tickled to death that we are there to have us present there in Wittenberg and doing these things. They're just excited at the fact that there will be this place that they can come and they can use as well. We certainly would welcome the local folks to come in and learn what it means to be confessionally Lutheran in the very place where Luther lived.
And what's the timeline that we're looking at from here on out?
dedication, first week in May 2015, so we're just a little over a year away. We have a lot of construction work to do. We have a lot of money to raise, so we are certainly looking for donations to help finish the project out. We could use another $1.5 million to $1.75 million or so to finish that out and have it completely paid for by the time it's built. And so we have a nice group of people in what we call our cabinet that are working very hard at raising that money. And so we're confident that we'll be ready to go in May of 2015.
Yeah, it's great. We've raised about $2.85 million for the place so far. So we have a bunch of matching dollars that are there. We've got Lutheran Church Extension Fund looked and helped us with the business plan, which is quite unique. We will not have to have any employees for the housing or for feeding guests, etc., because we have a relationship with a similar entity just 25 yards away. So they will provide on a fee for service the use of the rooms. That's Colleague Wittenberg. They enjoy about an 80 or 80+% rate of use of their rooms, which is far higher than most of the other hotels. The need for rooms is skyrocketing because of the upcoming 500th anniversary of the Reformation. So the business plan is tight. It's going to require no funding from us for continuing operation. It's really looking good. We're really delighted.
And how can listeners find out more about the Wittenberg Project?
There is a website. It's called thewittenbergproject.org. All one word, no spaces, thewittenbergproject.org. They can get on there. There's a brochure that they can print and download, and there is a lot of information on there. Keep in touch with us, and if they have any questions, they can feel free to contact me and give them all the information that they need to know to either donate or to support us. And we certainly appreciate everyone's prayers as we go through this process. As we started tearing the building apart and we saw the shape of some of the beams in the building, you kind of look at it with a little jaded eye, say, can we really do this? But it's really coming along really well. I'm just looking great.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that Michael has chaired the board for us, and he's also chair of the Synod's Board of Directors, and just done a fine job there. And he's done a masterful job on this board. We owe him a lot, and we're very thankful for him.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.